This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Technical team deployed at Trishuli 3A to access tunnel for search for people missing after Bhotekosi floods. Bodies of 794 people killed in Bhotekosi flash floods recovered so far, 2,502 still missing. Traffic disrupted after a section of the Prithvi Highway sinks at Krishnabhir in Dhading. Traffic police urge motorists to use alternative routes. And US strikes Iranian launchers on Larak Island near Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. A technical team of experts has been deployed at Trishuli 3A to search for people missing after the Bhotekosi floods. At Trishuli 3A, a 93-member team is using drilling machines, excavators and hydraulic cutters to access the tunnel. The army said water inside the tunnel has made the rescue operation challenging. Search and rescue efforts following the devastating Bhotekosi flood have been expanded from river banks and confluences to downstreams areas and hydropower tunnels along the Bhotekosi, Trishuli and Narayani rivers. Nepal Army spokesperson Brigadier General Raja Ram Basnet said rescue operations are underway at four hydropower projects, Trishuli 3A, Upper Trishuli 3B, Upper Trishuli 1 and Chilime, with Nepali, Chinese and Indian experts assisting the efforts. Authorities suspect people may still be trapped inside all four tunnels, although 11 people have already been rescued from Upper Trishuli 3B and 254 from Upper Trishuli 1. Meanwhile, the Nepali Army has airlifted 409 people from Raswa, including 16 foreign nationals. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority said 2,502 people remained missing while 8,730 people had been rescued. Drones, boats and other equipments are being used in the ongoing search operations. Meanwhile, a total of 794 bodies have been recovered so far following the devastating floods in Raswa. Of the 794 bodies recovered, 13 were found in Raswa, 52 in Nuakot, 50 in Dhading, 264 in Chitwan, 61 in Gorkha, 37 in Tanahu, 197 in Nawalparasi East and 120 in Nawalparasi West. The Nepal police has been moving families living in flood risk areas of various districts to safer locations. An alternative route has been brought into use for vehicles leaving Kathmandu after a road collapsed at Krishnabhir in Dhading along the Prithvi Highway. More than half of the approximately 20-meter-long road in Krishnabhir caved in yesterday due to floods in the adjoining Trishuli River, which eroded the lower part of the road. According to the spokesperson of the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office and Superintendent of Nepal Police, Naresh Ras Subedi, arrangements have been made to operate vehicles leaving Kathmandu via two alternative routes for the time being. According to him, large vehicles will be able to go to their destinations via Kathmandu through Nobise Palung Bhainse, while small vehicles and microbuses are directed towards the Parping Road. As roads and highways in various places have been blocked due to floods and landslides, the traffic police have urged drivers and passengers to travel only after understanding the road conditions. Meanwhile, according to Dr. Bijay Jaisi, Director General of the Department of Roads, an expert team has been sent from Kathmandu to study the condition of the road that collapsed in Krishnabhir. The repair and reconstruction process will be taken forward after a detailed study of the geographical condition and damage caused due to the road. In the meantime, a fresh flood in the Trishuli River yesterday swept away a suspension bridge connecting Ghialchok of Gandaki Rural Municipality 8 Gorkha with Charaudi along the Prithvi Highway yesterday. According to local residents, the flood, which lasted around 3 hours, swept away the bridge, which was a key access route for around 400 households in Ghialchok to transport dairy products and vegetables to Charaudi. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has expressed confidence that Nepal will overcome the crisis caused by the August 26 Bhotekosi River floods through solidarity and collective efforts. In a social media post, Prime Minister Shah said the government is working round the clock to rescue affected people, provide relief and continue reconstruction and rehabilitation. According to him, 9,435 people have been rescued by air and land and taken to safer locations. A total of 20,618 security personnel have been deployed in the disaster-hit areas. The government is handing over identified bodies to relatives, while unidentified bodies are being managed after completing legal procedures and preserving DNA evidence. Efforts are also underway to restore roads, communication and health services in affected areas. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal has said the Nepali people stranded in Kerung, China due to the Bhotekosi flash flood would be brought to Nepal via an alternative route. During an inspection visit to the disaster hit area at Dhungi of Bidur Municipality 1 yesterday, Foreign Minister Khanal said preliminary information was received that 1,000 Nepalis are said to be stranded in Kerung since the disaster. He said the government had requested the Chinese side to resume Tatopani checkpoint in Sindhupalchok and the Korala checkpoint in Mustang to ease cross-border movement and transport between the two countries. The Nepal Tourism Board is set to establish an information desk to provide updates on tourists who are missing or have been rescued following the Bhotekosi flash flood on August 26. The decision was taken at a joint meeting involving officials from the Nepal Tourism Board, tourist police and representatives of tourism-related organizations. Director General of the Department of Tourism Ramkrishna Lamithani said the desk will help ensure better coordination among agencies involved in the search for missing tourists. He said an integrated information system will also be implemented through the desk to facilitate the collection and sharing of information. So far, 289 tourists from different countries have been rescued from the flood and 591 are still missing. Nepal Telecom has resumed services at 7 more locations in flood-affected areas, bringing most mobile BTS sites in the affected areas back into operation. The sites brought into operation yesterday include the Raswa border site along the Nepal-China border, as well as Upper Senjen, Chaptoke, Jibjipe and Gatlang in Raswa. The Charghare and Charghare Mulabari BTS sites in Nuakot have also resumed operations. Through the Raswa border BTS site, mobile services have resumed at the Nepal-China border, Timure, the Raswa border corridor and areas from Syafrubesi to the Bhotekosi corridor. Nepal Telecom said its technical teams continue to work to facilitate communication for citizens during the disaster and reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring service availability. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज International support for Nepal's search, rescue and relief efforts has increased following the devastating Bhotekosi and Trishuli floods on the 26th of August. India and China have sent rescue teams and emergency supplies including equipment to assist in searches for people believed to be trapped inside hydropower tunnels. India delivered another 11 tons of relief materials on Sunday, taking its total assistance to around 57.5 tons. It has also deployed military technical and forensic teams. China sent two Y-20 transport aircraft carrying relief supplies and rescue equipment along with four tunnel rescue experts. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates UAE has pleased $10 million US dollars for rescue and relief operations and said additional supplies would be provided based on needs in affected areas. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States has carried out its first known strikes on Iran in weeks, hitting two Iranian launchers on Larak Island near the Strait of Hormuz. The BBC has cited the U.S. Central Command as saying Iranian forces were preparing to launch rockets carrying sea mines into the strategic waterway. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said the attack killed and wounded several people and vowed retaliation. Iranian state media later reported missile strikes on U.S. military targets in Jordan. Jordan said its air defenses intercepted 8 missiles. The Strait of Hormuz is a vital global shipping route carrying about 20% of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas supplies before the conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather will be generally cloudy across the country today. The division says moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning are likely at many places in the mountainous and hilly regions of the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also expected at many places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces, also at a few places in Madhes Kosi province. Likewise, heavy rainfall is possible at one or two places in the hilly regions and in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Technical team deployed at Trisuli 3A to access tunnel for search for people missing after Bhote Kosi floods. Bodies of 794 people killed in Bhote Kosi flash floods recovered so far, 2,502 still missing. Traffic disrupted after a section of the Prithvi Highway sinks at Krishnabhir in Dharding. Traffic police urge motorists to use alternative routes. And U.S. strikes Iranian launchers on Larak Island near Strait of Hormuz. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.